أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم أتبع سببا حتى إذا بلغ مطلع الشمس وجدها تطلع على قوم لم نجعل لهم من دونها سترا كذلك وقد أحطنا بما لديه خبرا صدق الله العظيم. This ayat we're discussing, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the various travels of Zulqarnain. The ayat we discussed yesterday was to the west of the world. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about him finding the people and the community there being disobedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, despite the fact that Allah had given him the choice of either punishing them or doing good. He decided to do good, and that was to invite them towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا. Thereafter he followed, or he went after a particular way, in a particular route. حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطْلِعَ الشَّمْسِ. Until he reached the place of the rising of the sun, and that means the east of the world, the far east of the world. What did he find over there? وَجَدَهَا تَطْلُعُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ. He found that the sun was rising upon a community of people, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرَىٰ, that we had not made for them from the sun any protection. Now the protection here could mean that they did not have houses, or they were unclothed, and in that manner they were exposed to all the harsh atmospheric issues of this world, be it the cold, be it the sun, etc. With regards to their situation, as far as the deen is concerned, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not mention anything. Some of the commentators are of the opinion that they were people that were uncivilized, and hence he had seen to some of these matters pertaining to their worldly issues. Others have stated that he had also invited them towards the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. كذلك Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, so it was. وَقَدْ أَحَطْنَا بِمَا لَدَيْهِ خُبْرًا. And we had encompassed whatever knowledge he had with him, that was all encompassed by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, showing very clearly that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full and total knowledge, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has full and total power. So again here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us that for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given him sovereignty, when Allah had given him governance, he used that for traveling for the sake of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. The story before this, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about those two brothers, that Allah Rabbul Izzat had given one the garden, there Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke of abuse of one ni'mat of Allah, and that is as far as material things are concerned, as far as wealth is concerned. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows us another very great ni'mat of Allah, another very great boon and favor of Allah, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives lots of us in different ways, at different stages, and that is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us rank, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us status, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us governance. Now this rank, status and governance varies in various degrees. Sometimes it will be just a control of our own homes, sometimes it may be control over our entire families, and sometimes our communities, and that will go on to provinces, and that will go on to countries. Now all this is given to us by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has showed us here that all that Allah has given us, we need to utilize for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, for the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. On the one hand, there needs to be justice. On the other hand, there needs to be an effort to see, number one, the spiritual aspect of those under our control, and secondly, to see to the material needs also, that is also incumbent upon us. And hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has shown us in this, number one, the first group of people, they needed spirituality, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about that. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the material needs of the community and the people. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.